It's a service like this where you can get some help.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll say that again. It's a service like this where you can get some help.
Yeah.
Tell these young people tonight, you was a blessing to the preacher tonight, and I appreciate it. Man, I'm so full. God's good, ain't He? Ain't nary one of us ought not to be in hell tonight. Here we sit.
Yeah.
Hey, them's your kids up here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. Them's your kids. Your grandbabies. Hey, man, they could be out there on meth. Are y'all listening? Stand up here with their little hands in the air bragging on God. Y'all ought to be the shout in this crowd in the state of West Virginia tonight. God sure is good. Amen. Hey, thank y'all for everything. It has been wonderful. I don't know if I've ever been anywhere the first time and felt as at home and as welcome as we felt here. And I, from the depths of my heart, I thank you, and my wife thanks you. It's been a blessing. I appreciate Brother Boyd and Miss Jean feeding us today. I normally have a rule. I don't eat right before I preach. But he said ribeye. Yeah, you got to. Amen. Hey, you got to be some kind of fool to turn down a free grass-fed ribeye. Amen. So I'm full as a tick in more ways than one. Amen. My eyeballs is running over. The Lord's just blessing me, and my belly's full. And whoo, I'm telling you, it's just good. And I'll be honest with you, I ain't 100% sure what to do. It's just good to be where God is, ain't it? Amen. Amen. You know how to tell the difference, don't you? Just get where He ain't a few times. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I've been struggling with this all afternoon, and I'd rather mind God than do anything.
Yeah.
Amen. I didn't come to entertain you. We've had a good time this week.
Yeah,
I didn't come to entertain anybody. I want to help somebody tonight.
Yeah,
and I want you to take your Bible and turn to 1 Kings chapter number 19. 1 Kings chapter number 19. How many of you heard birds singing today? Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 19. Probably no funny stories tonight. 1 Kings chapter number 19. Say amen when you're there.
Amen.
If you get to 2 Kings, you went too far. 1 Kings chapter number 19. How many of you understand that 1 Kings chapter 19 comes after 1 Kings chapter 18?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many of you know your Bible well enough to know that there is a big difference between 1 Kings chapter 18 and 1 Kings chapter number 19?
Yeah. Yeah.
1 Kings chapter number 18 is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. Simply because I got a sick mind. Somebody say amen right there. 1 Kings chapter number 18, we have the story of the prophet Elijah and him challenging the prophets of Baal. Y'all remember the story? Elijah says, y'all call on your God, and I'll call on my God, and the God that answers by fire, why, we'll let Him be God. The prophets of Baal, you say, who are the prophets of Baal? That'd be the devil worshipers of that day, if you will. Are y'all all right with that? They said, you got yourself a deal. So they built them up an altar and laid a sacrifice on the altar, and those prophets of Baal, they prayed and spoke in tongues, and I don't know what all they done. They got so carried away, they tore it. Am I on?
Yeah.
They got so carried away, they tore the altar down.
Right.
Elijah made fun of them.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
We get in trouble for calling out false preachers, but Elijah did.
Yeah.
Elijah said, maybe y'all ought to holler a little louder. Maybe your God's asleep. Maybe He's having a hard time hearing y'all. They prayed all day. They got done, and it was Elijah's turn. Elijah said, I tell you what, y'all fix that altar. When you get done putting the altar back together, I want you to dig a ditch around it.
Yeah.
You got to remember, they're in a drought.
Yep.
Right.
And they're in a famine. They ain't been no rain.
Right.
The most precious commodity in that land is water.
Yeah, that's
right. And Elijah said, I want you to dig a ditch around that altar, and I want you to go get some barrels of water.
Yeah.
And I want you to fill that ditch up around that altar, around that sacrifice. Then I want you to get some more water. And I want you to pour it all over the wood and all over the sacrifice.
Right.
Sounds pretty confident, don't he?
Yeah.
Elijah prays a little one or two verse prayer after they've prayed all day long. And I can't help but believe while Elijah's praying, he's got one eye open.
Yeah.
And he's backing up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He prays to God and fire comes from heaven.
Yes.
Consumes the sacrifice. Burns up the altar.
Yep.
Dries up all the water. And the Bible said it even burnt the dust off the ground.
Yeah.
That's a fire.
That's a fire.
Yeah. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
It don't end there. Then Elijah kills 400 prophets of Baal with his bare hand.
Yep.
That's a man.
Yeah, it is.
Amen. That is a man of God right there. You said, preacher, I told you I got a sick mind. You said, the Bible's boring. Y'all ain't read what I've read. That'd make a good movie right there. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, I don't know about y'all. If I'm Elijah about now, I'm feeling pretty good about a brother Elijah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
I've got my pen in my hand, and I'm ready to sign somebody's Bible.
Yeah.
I got my calendar in the other hand, ready to book revival meetings. I am the man of God. I just prayed fire down from heaven.
Yeah.
I've had some wonderful prayer times, Brother Boyd. But I ain't never even smelled smoke. How about you?
No.
He prayed fire down from heaven.
Yeah.
You said that didn't really happen. Sure it did. Sure it did. It happened. Elijah has just prayed fire down from heaven. Killed 400 prophets of Baal with his bare hand. That winds up chapter number 18. How many of you would agree that one phone call can change everything? One phone call.
Yes.
You can be having the best day of your life, and the phone rang.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? Me and the preacher been there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Sitting on my sofa one afternoon watching Bonanza.
Yeah.
Hoss and Little Joe.
Right.
That's what Christians watch. Amen.
Right.
I'm watching Bonanza and my phone rings and I answer the phone. And a lady on the other end said, are you Levi Wyatt's dad?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what'd he do? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She said, you need to come to Friendship Church Road and you need to come now. Your boy has been in an accident. I said, ma'am, is my boy all right? She said, sir, I don't know. Things begin to get real.
Yeah.
I said, ma'am, is my boy dead? And she said, I don't know. They're working on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, my wife is at the grocery store. I got her and we went to the scene of the accident. We get there and they've got my son in the back of an ambulance and everybody's just standing around. Nobody's doing nothing. When I get out of the car, nobody's in a hurry. They're just standing there. Sometimes perception can feel like reality.
Yeah.
And for just a minute, in my mind and in my heart, my best friend, my best buddy was gone.
Come on now.
I ran to the back of the ambulance and I said, "Is my boy dead?" And the EMT stopped me and he said, "No, sir, but he is in a coma. We're waiting on a life flight helicopter." What I'm trying to say is one phone call can change your life. Elijah is way up here on the mountain. In chapter number 19, in verse number 1, he gets that phone call. The Bible said, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." Here's the message that Elijah gets from the authority in the land. This time tomorrow, big boy, you're dead meat. You can be critical of Elijah. I've heard preachers say, "Well, why didn't he just pray down some more fire?" Won't you shut up?
Amen.
You couldn't light a match. I ain't trying to be smart, Alec. I'm just saying, you got it. Come on, bring it. Let's see it. Elijah's just found out that those that are in authority in the land are out to take his life. So what does Elijah do? The Bible said when he saw that, he arose and went for, I'm in verse 3, he arose and went for his, say it with me,
life.
He ran for his life.
Right.
Now there's a whole lot of stuff in these verses, Brother Rick, that's not making a lot of sense to me. He's running for his life. You ever run for your life? Have you? Amen. He's running for his life. He went for his life. Watch this. And he came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. Can I just stop right there just for a minute? When you get in a pretty low spot, I'll even use the word depressed, discouraged, ready to give up and quit. It's a pretty good sign when you all of a sudden want to be by yourself. He left his servant that went everywhere he went. He said, "You stay here." And the Bible said he did what? But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. Now y'all stay in the scripture with me in verse number 4. The Bible said, and he came and sat down under a juniper tree. Watch this. The last time we saw him pray, he's praying that God would answer by fire and let everybody know that he's God. He's talking to that same God, preacher. He ain't switched gods. Same God that sent the fire, that's who he's talking to. He sat down under a juniper tree and requested for who? Himself. Requested for himself that he might, say the word with me,
die.
And he said, it is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my father. Is it possible to go from the high of highs?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
Is it possible to go from the... I wanted to preach to the young people now, and Lord just said no.
Yeah.
Is it possible to go from way up here on the greatest day of your life? I'm talking about a great contrast of spirit here.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, 1 second, we're... Woo-hoo! And the next day we're, I don't live.
Right.
I ain't got nothing to live for.
Right.
That's where Elijah's at.
Yes, sir.
You can go ahead and be critical of him if you want to. But you're going to find yourself there.
Yes, sir.
You're going to find yourself there. When you can't find no way out, there ain't no help coming from nowhere, you can't drink it, you can't swallow it, you can't shoot it, don't nothing seem to help.
Right.
Yeah. The hurt and the pain, it just will not subside.
Right.
It's enough.
Right.
Have you ever said it's enough?
Yeah.
Have you ever just even got on the altar before God and said, that's it?
That's it.
Yes, that's it, God. I can't handle another day like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, come on now.
Yes, sir.
It's enough.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You ever had so much of something? Mamas with them babies. How many did you say you had? Five? Well, that temper being what it is, has mama ever said, enough?
Yeah.
Enough! I'm just picking at you. My mother had a way of saying enough that meant, that's enough.
Yeah.
You knew there was that one enough that was like, I can push this a little further. But then there was another way she said enough that was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to find me somewhere else to be. It's enough. In other words, God, I've had all I can handle.
Yeah.
And you go to quoting portions of Scripture. God, you said you wouldn't put more on me than I could stand. That ain't exactly what He said.
That's right.
But sometimes we feel that way.
Yes, sir.
I hope we're all right tonight. I believe with all my heart I'm minding the Lord. And I want you to notice the next verse. Verse number 5. And as he lay and slept. Now, stop. We're right there. Look up here. As he lay and slept. That's a good sign of depression.
Yes.
Just won't go sleep.
Yes.
Pray the whole world to go away.
Yeah.
The only peace you get is when you're unconscious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know who it's for. Now, I ain't got a clue.
Come on, preacher, you happy?
As he lay and slept under a juniper tree, watch this. Behold, then an angel. Say the next two words. That'll change things.
Yeah.
Behold, an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat.
Yeah.
Lord, I want to die. Eat.
Yeah. That's
right.
And he looked, and behold, in verse number 6, there was a cake, bacon, on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, watch this, and laid him down again.
Yeah.
And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee.
Yeah.
I personally don't fall out with me, but I personally do not believe this is two meals. I believe it's the same one. I don't think it was two different meals. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The angel comes the first time. Elijah's praying, God, I want to die. I want to die. I want to die. That's what he's asking.
Yes.
God, just take my life away. How does God answer him? He doesn't correct him.
Right.
He doesn't coddle him. It's okay, Elijah. It's going to be all. That ain't what he gets. That's what we want.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Sure.
That's what I want when my lips dragging the ground and I feel like everybody in the world's out to get me and everybody's against me and people are Facebooking me and all that kind of junk. Y'all, can I get a witness there?
Amen. Come on
now. I want to have a little pity party and I want the Lord to pull me up in his lap and say, it's okay.
Yeah.
I got enough mama's boy in me. Amen. I want him to pull me up and tell me it's all right and I'm the best child he's ever had. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it ain't what I need to hear.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Sometimes what the preacher has to say may not be what you want to hear, but it might be what you need to hear.
Right.
Elijah, he didn't comfort him. He didn't coddle him. He didn't pet him. He commanded him.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he didn't even come himself.
No.
Yeah.
God did not even, there is his choice servant.
Right. Yeah.
Who just killed 400 prophets of Baal, prayed fire down from heaven. Now he wants to die. What does God do? Hey, angel, take him something to eat.
Yeah.
Are y'all all right?
Yeah.
Arise and eat. Wait a minute. I didn't say I was hungry. I wasn't putting in a to-go order. You done misunderstood, God. I didn't say I was starving to death. I said I wanted to die. Arise and eat. All right. So he gets up out of his sleep. He eats at whatever it is. I believe he picks at it. I don't know. Y'all never do that?
Yeah.
Then he just goes back to sleep. And the angel comes again. Thank God for them second time. Thank God. Thank God for them again.
That's right, Brother Eddie.
Hey, man. God didn't just come to me once or twice. He came again and again and again and again and again. Thank God he's faithful.
Amen.
And the angel came again and he said, arise and eat. Why? Here it is.
That's right.
For the journey is too great for thee.
Yes, amen.
Now stay with me.
Yes.
Stay with me. I'll tell you a joke in a minute if it'll help. Stay with me.
Yes.
Arise and eat, for the journey is too... What journey?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
This is where I die. This is the end of my road. God, don't you understand? God said, yeah, I understand perfectly.
Yeah.
You got some living left to do.
Yeah, amen.
When you're done, I'll let you know you're done.
Yes, amen.
That's right.
It's not for me to say, Brother Boyd, when I'm done.
Right.
It's not for me to even say when I'm going to retire.
Right.
That's up to God. Are y'all listening to me? God said you ain't done, boy. You got some more preaching to do. You got some more prophesying to do. You got something left in you.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's right. Come on now. That's good.
I had a preacher come to my church. Been a while. I knew who he was when he walked in the door. I went back and shook his hand, put my arm around him. He had messed up. He had messed up. His life was wrecked. Lost his family.
Yeah.
I went back there and put my arm around him. Told him I loved him.
Absolutely.
He said, "Preacher, would it be okay if I just come here and kind of hide?" He said, "God's done with me. He'll never use me again." I said, "We'll deal with that later. But hide long as you want.
Right, right.
But you got some living left to do."
Yes, yeah, amen. 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 Amen.
Sure.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Y'all don't die on me.
Yes. Right.
We ever one jacked up from the floor up, make God want to throw up. Ain't none of us perfect. Ain't none of us holier than thou.
That's right.
We're just a bunch of sinners is all we are. Hey, in that preacher's mind, I'm done. God can never use me again. In the mind of Elijah, I'm done. I might as well die. And God said, "No, you got a mile or two left in you."
Hey! Come on now.
You see, Elijah ain't clairvoyant and you ain't neither.
Right.
Oh, you can call the sick at cock line if you want to.
Yeah.
It's what they are, a bunch of sickics.
Yeah.
Witches, phonies, fakes.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Read your tarot cards and look into a crystal ball. Tell you what you want to hear.
Amen.
That's why them TV commercials used to say at the bottom, "For entertainment purposes only."
That's right.
Yeah.
You say, "Well, I believe in that stuff." Well, why don't they ever tell you when you call, you're going to get hit by a bus tomorrow?
Yeah.
They know you ain't calling back.
Yeah. Right. That is right.
Elijah's ready to die.
Yeah.
He's asking to die. He's begging God to take his life. God doesn't even respond. He sends an angel.
Right.
And he brings a meal. And I want to preach about that meal tonight. Why? Because the journey is too great for you.
Amen. Right. Oh, yeah.
You have no idea what tomorrow holds. You cannot predict the future. You don't know what your circumstances will be a week from now, a day from now, a month from now, a year from now. You have no idea. All you can do is trust God right now in this very moment.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. Here is what God is saying to His servant through this angel.
Yeah.
If you don't get this, you're not going to make it.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
That's good.
That's right.
And I'm preaching to somebody. I don't know who, but I know God would not let me go another direction. I'm preaching to somebody tonight. If you don't get what you need in this place tonight, you're not going to make
it. Right.
That's right. Yeah. Come on now.
He said, "Who do you think you are, preacher? You think you've got the answer for everybody?" Yes, I do. And I don't say that arrogantly. Hey, the same God that saved me will save you. The same God that delivered me out of the bondage of sin will deliver you out of the bondage of sin.
Amen.
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 That's right.
He's no respecter of person.
No, he
don't. It's not His will that any should perish, but all come to repent.
Amen. Amen.
It's God's will you be saved.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes. I'm preaching this message tonight. I don't know who you are, but if you don't get what you need right here tonight, you ain't gonna make it.
Yeah. Good preacher.
That's right.
I preach in a lot of the same churches year after year after year after year. And Brother Jared, it never fails. I'll go in and I'll find the preacher and I'll say, "Hey, where's Brother so-and-so?"
Yeah.
Mm.
All the time.
I don't even ask no more. I know what that means.
Yeah.
I know what that means.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people who were standing up testifying last year when I was there.
Right.
Yeah.
Bragging on God and talking about the goodness of God and praising the Lord. Now they ain't even in church.
Yeah.
What happened? They missed too many meals. They missed too many meals. Let me give you this right quick and we'll go to the house. Listen to me carefully. There's something really special about this meal. I'm going to say it again. There's something really special about this meal. Me and my wife, we date on a regular basis.
Well, amen.
Amen. We've been on a date all week. Hallelujah. And we ain't done yet.
Amen.
Amen. She ain't got to go back to work till Friday.
Yeah.
Party time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Every time, every night we go out, what do you want to eat? I hate to even ask that question anymore. Oh, it don't matter, whatever you want.
Yeah.
You pull in the parking lot, whatever you want, and that ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, well, why didn't you say it? Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
Bunch of cowards, these men going, oh, yeah, amen.
Yeah. You're exactly right there.
It's true.
It don't matter to me. It does.
Yeah. Yeah,
it does.
I don't care. It don't matter.
I don't care. It don't matter. Amen. You build you a restaurant and name it that, you got it.
Yeah. But... yeah.
Same way we come to church.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, my.
Preacher, give me what I want.
Oh, my.
Tell me what I want to hear.
Yeah.
God says, no, I got something else in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This ain't Burger King, have it your way.
Right.
It's just Wendy's old-fashioned hot and juicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid growing up, my mama never had a menu.
No.
No.
I got 7 grandkids. My wife, when them grandkids come to the house, we have a menu.
Right.
I'm like, what's up with the menu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mama put it on the table. If that ain't what you want, go to bed. You can have some Fruit Loops in the morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Menu. You ever stop to think God knows what you need?
Yeah. Yeah, He does, baby.
And He knows when you need it.
Yeah.
Exactly what you need. And exactly when you need it.
Yeah.
And all of, I'm giving you fits, ain't I? I'll stand right here the rest of the night. I've been, she's wearing that iPad out. I told you I'd stay still, didn't I? She's like, Dad, gum his hide. Lord, I gotta quit looking at that thing. Lost my whole train of thought. What was we talking about? We was talking about eating, wasn't we?
Yeah.
Amen. Elijah wants to die. God wants him to eat.
Yeah.
Reckon it could be God just wants you to eat tonight.
Hello.
Yeah.
What He's serving.
Yeah.
Before, let me tell you about this meal tonight and what made it special. It was a supernatural meal. I'm going to say it again. It was a supernatural meal. It was a meal you couldn't get in a drive-thru. It was a meal that you couldn't pick up and cook at home. Are y'all listening to me tonight? I'm talking about it was a meal direct from heaven. Amen. How many times have you ever been to the house of God? You ready to quit God? You ready to quit church? You ready to give up on your marriage? And out of nowhere, God gives you exactly what you stand in need of. It could very well be tonight, Brother Boyd, if somebody don't get something from God tonight.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want you to get nothing from this preacher.
Right.
Right.
But you get something from God tonight. That youth choir was a blessing, but I want you to get nothing from them.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I want you to leave here knowing in your heart that God's visited with you.
Amen.
I'm talking about the God of heaven.
Yeah.
The one that created heaven and earth, the one that spoke everything into existence, He will meet with you.
Amen. Amen.
It was a supernatural meal.
Yeah.
It was from God. You ever come to church and the preacher preached? Maybe you ain't even been to church in a while. And by the time he got to preaching good, you thought somebody's been talking to him. I had a man come to my church one Sunday morning. I grew up with him, known him. We'd known each other all our lives. He ain't been in church in over a year. He come in, sat down on the back row. I done know what I'm preaching 3 days. By Friday, I knew what I was preaching Sunday. He won't see me after church, mad as fire. He said, "You've been talking to my wife." I said, "Dude, I ain't seen your wife, are you?" I said, "You really think I found out you was coming this morning and prepared a whole sermon just for you?"
Yeah.
I said, "When did you decide you was coming?" He said, "Last night." I said, "You're an idiot."
Yeah.
I said, "Flat-footed, you are an idiot, if that's what you think."
Yeah.
I said, "Don't you think for a second God's got your number?"
Yeah.
"And God knows what you need? You yeah. want to get mad at yeah. somebody, you get mad at Him."
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
There you go.
Best thing you can do is just eat what He brung.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
God knows what you need.
Yeah. Yes, He does.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes.
Amen.
It's a supernatural meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only was it a supernatural meal, it was a served meal.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
It was a served meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
God didn't come to Elijah. God didn't send an angel to Elijah and say, "Now, Elijah, if you'll get up and clean yourself up and straighten up your act."
No.
"And go down to the first blah, blah, blah church down here. You might get some help."
Yeah.
No, God came where He was.
That's right. Right.
I'm going to say it again. God came where He was.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing God knows where we at?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Both physically and spiritually, God knows right where we are.
Yes,
I love that old song, "When I could not come to where He was, He came to me."
Amen.
God brought him where he was, or what he needed, where he was.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
God knows where you at tonight. How many of you ever fake it at church?
Sure.
Oh yeah.
"Hey preacher, how you doing?"
Yeah.
"Preacher say, it's good to see you. How you doing?" "Oh, we're doing wonderful." Liar.
Yeah.
Your life falling apart.
Right, you're right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Come on,
yes, sir.
My office faces our park. Well, we got two parking lots, but my office faces our big parking lot. Every Sunday morning, I have men come to my office and pray with me, and I get in there before they do, and I crack my blinds and I watch people pull in the parking lot. I just get in a burden, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, I get to see some pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I've seen husbands and wives sitting in their car. I learned to read lips.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Little old kids sitting in the back seat with their eyes that big around. Mama leaned over the console. And then the husband, just is gnawing each other's face off.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They get out the car and they come to the door. The door's right by my office, and I run around there and I open the door for them. "Hey, how y'all doing?" "We doing good, preacher."
Yeah.
What'd you just call her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be all right just be honest every now and then.
Yes, sir.
"Hey, how you doing?" "I ain't doing too good. Would you pray for me?"
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah.
It was a supernatural meal. It was a served meal. God brought it right where He was.
Yeah.
You reckon God knew where you'd be tonight?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. There's some reason He'd been pestering me with this all afternoon. You reckon God knew where you'd be tonight?
Sure.
Huh.
Absolutely.
Supernatural meal. It was a served meal. But it was a saving meal.
Yeah.
It was a saving meal.
Come on.
You ever had a meal you felt like saved your life? Hadn't saved His.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Remember, in his mind, this is it. I ain't getting out from under this juniper tree.
Right.
He didn't pick him out of a shady place to rot.
Yeah.
I'm dying right here.
Right.
Yeah.
God said, no, not today you ain't.
Right.
Not today you ain't. He brought him something that saved his life.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wonder how many of y'all be real honest and say, ain't no way I'd be here tonight if God hadn't have came where I was.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir.
Just when I needed him.
Yes, sir.
Right where I was. Brought me right what I needed.
Yes.
Changed my life forever.
Yes, sir.
I like that little gal testifying in the hall in the youth choir. Just got it settled last night in the altar. She's up there, big old tears rolling. Oh, where are you at, hon? She's in here somewhere. She just got that thing. There she is. She has just got it settled in the altar right over there last night. She's up there tonight saying, I'm in. I'm in. I ain't getting out. I'm in. God knew where she was at last night. He knew exactly what she needed, and he brought her what saved her.
Amen.
Very simple.
It is.
That's all I got, simple, but it was a supernatural meal. It was a served meal. It was a saving meal.
Yeah.
I like this. It was a sustaining meal.
Yeah.
Or a strengthening meal.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good.
The Bible said he went on the strength of it for 40 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ate a ribeye big as that Bible a while ago. I did. Cleaned my plate.
Yes,
and a tater that big and peach dumplings. Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You would think I might make it till I get to Villa Rica, Georgia tomorrow evening. I won't. I won't. You know what I'm packing on ice as soon as I get to the hotel? I got just about that much of that strawberry, was it rhubarb?
Woo.
Ice cream left.
Yeah.
About that much. That's all I got. Bless my heart. Best ice cream I ever put in my mouth. But I ain't worried. Because laying right beside that, I got a whole tub of butter pecan. Sometime, somewhere tonight, maybe around Bristol, Tennessee,
That
steak gonna wear off.
Yeah.
God gave him something that stayed with him for a while.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
It was a strengthening, a sustaining meal.
Mama.
I'm gonna give you this, and I'm done. I'm gonna quit. Get what you need tonight. Get what you need tonight. Don't leave here without the help you need from God tonight. And I give you this last little thought and I'm done. Y'all be thinking about what we're going to do for a song. Not only was it a supernatural meal and a saving meal and a served meal. Not only was it a strengthening and a sustaining meal. It was a secret meal.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
It was a secret meal.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody there.
Right. That's right. Amen. That's right.
But Elijah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody there. But Elijah.
Yeah, come on now.
Was no mistaking who that meal was for. Right.
Yes. Yes.
No mistaking. No, I don't want to. I want to leave some for everybody else. Ain't nobody else.
Right. That's right. Amen.
Maybe that angel said, Elijah, maybe what you don't understand, son, is God made this for you.
Yeah.
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 Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
This is just for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has a preacher ever been preaching and you're reading the text along with him, and God gives you something out of that text totally different.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it amazing how the man of God can get in the pulpit and preach a sermon and God deal with everybody individually and differently at the same time?
Yes.
That's God.
Yeah, it is. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't know where you're at or what you need tonight. But could it be the Holy Spirit saying, here?
Yeah.
Here's just what you need.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got just what... That's okay. I got what you need too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He don't have to know about what you need.
Right.
But I got what you need. I got what you need.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, sir.
I got Amen. What you,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's a secret meal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Don't nobody even have to know about it.
Right.
But if you partake of it, they will.
Because
you won't be able to keep it to yourself.
Right.
Amen.
Arise and eat. For the journey is too great for thee.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stand our feet tonight. Don't turn your nose up at it tonight. Would you come gather around this altar and just say, God, whatever it is you have for me, I'll take it. Lord, I'll take it. Lord, even if I don't feel like I need it right now, but Lord, maybe you understand something I don't. Won't you mind the Lord tonight? Arise and eat for the journey. You say, preacher, I don't know what this sermon's for. You might tomorrow.